And I will be your servant today. It's a beautiful day to be in the house of the Lord, to worship our beautiful God.
Yes.
And I am so grateful to you for your being with us and being faithful to us. We have guests and visitors who are with us for the first time that we want to extend a special welcome to. We like to think of ourselves as being a friendly place, so if no one greets you, that's on us, but we are so grateful to you for being here. You are part of us when you come in those doors, and it is up to us to make you feel like you are at home with us. And we worship God today in spirit and in truth, and I invite us all now to greet one another with the peace of Christ.
Hello.
Oh, yes.
There we are. All righty. Good morning, children of God. We'll start this over again. All right. We have the United Methodist Family Night at the Suns Baseball Grounds. It's on June 3rd at 7:05 p.m. If you want to get your ticket through the church as a group, tomorrow is the deadline at 12 noon. We need to get our money to Miss Sue, or here to the church I don't see a price.
Yeah, it's $20 per person if you want the all-you-can-eat hamburgers and hot dogs before the game, or $10 a ticket if you do not.
It's before the game. It's a celebration of Tim Smiley, who has been our past district superintendent, and he will be throwing out the first pitch. And so there's a social before the game with all the food and drinks that you can have, and that's $20, and I guess it's $10 for just the game. All right. We have church council meeting tonight at 6 p.m., and do not forget, next week we have our covered dish. It's the fifth Sunday, so we have our covered dish next week. Bring some to share, or just if you forget, please stay and eat it, because there will be plenty of food. There always is. All righty. If you would, open your bulletins and get out your opening words. You will be reading the dark print. Listen to the voice of wisdom.
Wisdom is showing us the way to life.
Listen to the voice of God.
God is calling us to care for one another and the earth.
Listen to the voice of Jesus.
Jesus is calling us to follow him.
Listen, hear the call on our lives.
Follow Jesus.
Amen.
If you would stand and turn in your hymnals to page 64, we'll sing Holy, Holy, Holy. Now, if you'd turn to number 886, we'll have our affirmation of faith. We believe in God, creator of the world and of all people, and in Jesus Christ, incarnate among us, who died and rose again, and in the Holy Spirit, present with us to guide, strengthen, and comfort.
We believe God.
We rejoice in every sign of God's kingdom, in the upholding of human dignity and community, in every expression of love, justice, and reconciliation, in each act of self-giving on behalf of others, in the abundance of God's gifts, entrusted to us that all may have enough, in all responsible use of the earth's resources.
Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace.
We confess our sin, individual and collective, by silence or action, through the violation of human dignity based on race, class, age, sex, nation, or faith, through exploitation of people because of greed and indifference, through the misuse of power in personal, communal, national, and international life, through the search for security by those military and economic forces that threaten human existence, through the abuse of technology which endangers the earth and all life upon it.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
We commit ourselves individually and as a community to the way of Christ, to take up the cross, to seek abundant life for all humanity, to struggle for peace with justice and freedom, to risk ourselves in faith, hope, and love, praying that God's kingdom may come.
Today. It is so wonderful to see everybody. How are you doing? Today I have something to talk with you about, so I'm going to sit right here. Here we go. I want to tell you about a man named Socrates. He lived a long, long time ago. And he was a teacher and a speaker. And people thought he was the smartest person at the time. They thought he was the smartest person alive at that time. But Socrates was so smart, he knew that he did not know everything. There's more to know. Even though he knew a lot, he didn't know it all. And there was more for him to learn. And that's an important lesson for us as disciples. Jesus tells us in our scripture passage today that they don't know everything, but that's okay. They will continue to learn. Jesus will continue to teach them, and they will learn more and more. You know, sometimes when you're young like you are, you think adults know everything. Do adults know everything? No, they don't know everything. But sometimes we think they know everything there is to know. But they are there to help guide and teach us so that we can keep growing and learning. And that's what we celebrate today about God. There's always something new to celebrate, always something new to know about who God is. Nobody, not even an adult, knows all there is to know about God. God is so big and so mysterious, we can't know it all. But God promises us that we can be in relationship with Him and continue to know what we need to know, even if it's not the whole story. We can only see a part of the story, a part of who God is. And we're going to talk today about one way that we do that when we talk about God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Will you bow your heads as we pray together? Today we rejoice that you are so big, and we rejoice that there is always something else we can learn. Thank you for being big enough that you have enough love for us all. Amen. Amen. Now we can have some candy. Will the ushers please come forward as we continue to worship God with the giving of our tithes and offerings. Gracious and loving God, today we praise you and thank you that we don't know everything, but that you are with us. And that you will continue to help us grow in our lives and love of you. All this we ask in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Don't we have the best choir? The best director? And the best musicians? Thank you. Thank you. Well, many of you probably know already it was last Sunday that we learned that Eleanor Rupert passed away. And so I just want to bring to your attention this morning to continue to pray for Nancy and Bill, Nancy's sister, Jackie, their children and grandchildren, for losing the matriarch of their family, and 107 years old. That's one good, long life. Amen. Given glory to God. And now I ask that we bow our heads as we prepare our hearts to go to God in prayer. And I invite you to close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Whatever you need to do to sort of block out the noise around us. And I don't mean the noise in the pews. I just mean the noise of the world. So that you can sense the presence of Almighty God. He is near you. Let him speak and touch your life and heart. And when you've had time to pray, you may feel called to lift up a prayer to him by sharing the name of someone or a place in the world or a situation in life that you would like to lay at his feet today. O Spirit of life, move us and inspire us today to your justice. O Spirit of compassion, move us and inspire us to love others as you have loved us. O Spirit of hope, move us to build your beloved community on earth as it is in heaven. Great Spirit of peace, may we know your presence working in our lives for healing. And Spirit of love, may we feel your embrace as we love one another. O Spirit of the living God, move through us, move through us, blow through us, and stir in us so that we might not be complacent with the way things are, but determined to bring about your reign on earth. It is using your words that we pray together by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,
forever and ever. Amen. If you would stand and look to the screen behind me, we'll sing, Father, I Adore You.
Our scripture today is from the book of John, chapter 15, and it's chapter 16, verses 12 through 15. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. These are the words of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
He came back carrying an armful of maps, and he laid them on the table before her and announced, here is a map of Paris, here is a map of Lyons, here is a map of Marseille, and here. And then she stopped him at this point. She said, wait a minute, sir, I just want one map of France. And the little man drew himself up, and he said, but mademoiselle, France is much too big just to be on one map. This is Trinity Sunday, and I must say that, like France, the doctrine of the Trinity is too big for just one sermon. In fact, I don't think there can ever be enough sermons to tell you about the Holy Spirit. It's a big and sprawling, complex, and nuanced story. The truth is, you can't really explain it. One of my teachers in seminary said, put it this way, any attempt at a logical, consistent explanation of how God can be three and one at the same time is from the beginning more wrong than right, more untrue than true. There is no way to explain it that does it justice. Well, we may not be able to explain it, but we can definitely explore it. Instead of pulling it apart in an attempt to see how it works, we can leave it intact and think about what the Trinity has to say about our personal faith and our life together as the community of faith. The Trinity helps us to keep a healthy balance in our view of God. Most of us, I think, are closet Unitarians. That's to say that while we may affirm the idea of God as three in one, for all practical purposes, we gravitate to one of the three persons of the Trinity as our favorite understanding of God. It's just natural to do that. Some of us tend to see God as high and mighty and powerful, the big guy upstairs and a bit of an unmoved mover of the universe, the creator and sustainer of all that was, all that is, or ever will be. We envision God as a loving yet stern parental figure, making rules and dispensing judgment. Others of us center our faith more directly on the person of Jesus. This includes everything from, have you accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, through what would Jesus do, to traditional Protestants who talk a lot about Christ and Him crucified. And then thirdly, there are those of us for whom feeling the touch of the Spirit means everything. This includes everybody from speaking in tongues to faith-healing Pentecostals through charismatic Catholics and all those in between, including people who say that they are more spiritual than religious. They wait for feelings and circumstances to guide them in their daily lives. So all of us are a little bit of each of these, and almost none of us is completely one of them. But all of us favor one more than the other two. And the point of it is that each is an authentic way to experience God. None of them is complete in and of themselves, not for a healthy spiritual life. We need what? Balance. Mm-hmm. Balance is needed, and the doctrine of the Trinity helps keep us balanced, helps us to remember the other parts of God that we must pay attention to individually and as a community of faith. The Trinity reminds us that the God who created the universe is also the God who lived among us in the person of Jesus of Nazareth, and is also the same God whose Spirit moves in our moments of spiritual clarity. Now, it's as a community of faith, it's not necessary for us that we be identical in our understanding of God. It's important and vital to our communal health that we share our understandings with one another so that we can learn and benefit from one another. Like I said to the children, none of us knows all there is to know about being a disciple. None of us ever reaches the point where we stop learning. And so we share among one another our learnings and grow together as a body of Christ. And it says in biblical terms, so that we may build up the whole body of Christ. And so as a church, we all need each other. We need those with a deep reverence for the Creator God, our Father who art in heaven. We need those who are head over heels in love with Jesus. And we need those whose souls are in tune with the wispy wind of the Spirit. We need each other in order to live fully as God's people in this place at this time. It takes all of us to be a body together. There is a tree in Johannesburg, South Africa, that stands in the yard of a Catholic retreat center. And when viewing this tree from a particular angle, one sees a singular tree with a very large trunk. However, from another angle, the tree appears as three distinct trees, down to the very roots. And the tree was aptly nicknamed the Trinity Tree, or the three in one. And the base of that tree became a meeting ground where community was experienced. Around its trunk, the deep things of life were discussed. And no matter where you leaned upon the tree, you were supported. No matter where you gazed upon it, it was beautiful. Three trunks, one tree, inseparable and unified at its base, drawing us into amazing fellowship with one another. I hear it's an amazing experience. The existence of this tree is a natural illustration of the existence of our triune God, a God that operates in community to create community. Whether calling out Yahweh, God the Father, Jesus, God the Son, or Holy Ghost, God the Holy Spirit, it is the three-in-one God, inseparable and unified, that responds to our every need. No matter what name or office you call out, God will bear you up. No matter where you look, you can see the beauty of what God is doing. God, the Creator, God, the Savior, God who empowers, luring us into loving relationship with God's self and with one another. It is just so amazing. Look again. It is one tree down to the roots, and it promises us that as we go forth, we are never, ever alone. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen and amen.
If you would stand and look to the screen behind me again, we'll sing Glorify Thy Name. Thank you.
found in Holy Scripture. And you may have your own personal favorite name that you call out to God. And like I said about the Trinity tree, wherever you lean upon that tree, you are supported. Whatever name you call out, God supports you and holds you up. And we glorify His name together as a body. We learn from each other. And we never stop knowing more about our Lord and Savior. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, the love of God, our heavenly Creator, the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit rest now and abide with you always. Go in His peace. Amen.